1450 AM ESPN. It is Bo's Man Cave here. Bo, MJ, and Curtis is here with us. Curtis is from HopheadSaid.com. He is our beer cuisine pairing expert. And with the big game coming up, we got to talk about some foods that are attached to these teams. What kind of beer should you be pairing with them? Well, who do you want to start with, the Giants or the Patriots?
Let's go with the Patriots.
Patriots. Okay, to me, I'm thinking New England clam chowder, maybe even oysters, something seafoody.
Sure, yeah. You've got all of the shellfish coming out of New England, which on the onset, it doesn't seem like you're really going to want anything with that kind of saline, salty taste that you get out of the clams or out of the oysters. But there are some really great pairings. A traditional pairing is stouts with it. And one of the reasons that stouts go so well with that is there's this kind of this real bitter chocolate taste in a stout that pairs well with the salinity of the oysters. They just, for some reason, those two pairs, they come together, they kind of level each other off, making it a nice smooth flavor pairing. And especially for people who aren't real big stout fans or real big oyster fans, it takes the edge off of either one of those two.
I would have thought more of a lighter beer would have worked well with seafood.
There is a pretty powerful taste in the oysters. You want to match the intensity, kind of bring those two together. In general, I say yes, to go lighter, especially if you've got a fish or something, go something a little lighter just so that you're tasting the beer and the fish instead of you taking a big drink out of a giant stout and then going to some kind of white fish and then not being able to taste the meal.
Well, not only in the New England area are there seafood dishes, there's also a fun thing called Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes.
And so, is there a good beer pairing for a Dunkin' Donuts?
For my money, any beer is a good pairing for donuts.
Yes.
But if you go with really chocolatey beers, oatmeal stout or a milk stout, those ones are going to be much sweeter than a dry stout. So with the oysters, you're looking at kind of a Guinness sort of beer. And then going over to the donuts, you're looking at some softer ones like Sam Adams. They have got a cream stout. They've got this really great texture, this velvety texture. But getting back to the sweetness on those, they are a lot sweeter and not as much bitterness than a dry stout. So you put those together, you've got a donut with maybe chocolate frosting on it, and you're drinking a beer that has a little bit of sweetness, a little bit of bitter chocolate with it too. You know, those things just go together so well. I love pairing beers and breakfast meals. You know, those are the best.
I'm so used to Dunkin' Donuts and milk. I've never tried Dunkin' Donuts with any sort of alcoholic beverage, let alone it tastes tasty beer.
Oh, yeah.
Next time I go to the East, finding Dunkin' Donuts, I'm going to make it happen.
And if you're hosting your party and you got a Sam Adams cream stout, you can generally, I see those around, just go down to the local bakery, get yourself a couple donuts, bring them home, sit back in the morning and enjoy it.
Some may call this the breakfast of champions. Some may say you have a drinking problem. Definitely for the early morning tailgaters. And please, party responsibly, don't get behind the wheel with your donuts, dunking, and beer. No, no.
That's right. If you start that early, then you need to make sure you're staying home all day long.
Create your own halftime just so you can make it to the game.
There you go.
Ventura County Sports Station, 1450 AM, ESPN.